Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. Welcome to In the Bromo, a look behind the scenes at what's going on at the Hippodrome Theater and throughout the Bromo Tower Arts and Entertainment District in Baltimore. Peter and the Starcatcher opens at the Hippodrome in about 2.5 weeks. My guest today is the nationally syndicated columnist and author Dave Barry, who, along with Ridley Pearson, wrote the best-selling book upon which the show is based. Dave Barry joins me on the phone from Miami. Good afternoon.
Hello.
So, Peter and the Starcatcher is a prequel to Peter Pan. Where do you pick up the story?
Well, in the play, as well as in the book, it begins in England at some unspecified time in the 19th century on a kind of a dingy dock in London with a ship being boarded, and there's a couple of orphan kids who are being shipped off to. They don't really know where they're being shipped off to. They're going to be used as slaves, but they don't really know how bad it is for them. Anyway, one of those is a boy named Peter, and on the ship all kinds of amazing things happen, and they meet some amazing strange people, and ultimately comes out being the boy who can fly and never grows old.
And you've written, I guess, 4 volumes of Peter and the Starcatcher's books.
Actually, five.
Five of them? Uh-huh.
Yeah, we meant to write one, and then it became a trilogy, and then it became a 4-part trilogy. And then it became a 5-part.
A 5-part trilogy, yeah.
Yeah, so it's we're not good at math. We're better at writing, I think, than math.
And does the play encompass all 5 volumes, or does it concentrate on the first one?
Only the first. And I want to stress that the play, we wrote a fairly straightforward adventure book for young adults. And Rick Ellis, who wrote Jersey Boys, adapted it for the stage, and he transformed it into something quite different and quite wonderful. It's more grown up than ours was, and it's very funny, which ours really was. I mean, we had humor, and Ridley and I had humor in the book, but the play is hilarious. So it's gone through quite a transformation, but it's only the first book, the ship to the island part of the book.
And are there things that we learn about, you know, places like Neverland and Wendy and Tinkerbell and Peter in your book and in this play that we don't learn in the original Barry play and novel?
Yeah, in fact, that's kind of what led to it. It was really Ridley Pearson's idea. He was reading Peter Pan, the original book, the J.M. Barry book, to his daughter, Paige, when she was 6, and she stopped him and said, how did Peter Pan meet Captain Hook in the first place? And Ridley thought about that. He thought, you know, that really is never explained. And you know, J.M. Barry starts with, you know, this is an island, and there's fairies, and there's, you know, this pirate, and there's this boy who can fly. And, you know, he gives a little backstory, you know, that the crocodile ate Captain Hook's hand after Peter cut it off, and that's why the crocodile lusts for the flesh of Captain Hook, but mostly it's unexplained, and that really was the opening that led to our books. We thought, well, why don't we try to come up with a what-if, how it would have happened.
Dave Barry, he wrote the best-selling book Peter and the Starcatcher, along with Ridley Pearson. Well, Dave Barry, thanks for your time. Look forward to the show.
My pleasure. Hope you enjoy it.
Peter and the Starcatcher opens at the Hippodrome Theater on Tuesday, May 6th. It'll be there until May 18th. And, of course, there's always lots going on in the Bromo Arts Tower Entertainment District. Around the corner from the Hippodrome at the Everyman Theater, Dawn Ursula and Beth Hilton star in By the Way, Meet Vera Stark. That's at the Everyman until May 11th. For a link to more information, come to WIPR.org/InTheBromo. This has been In the Bromo, our monthly look at what's going on at the Hippodrome Theater and throughout the Bromo Tower Arts and Entertainment District on Baltimore's West Side. I'm Tom Hall for 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station.